Sonya looked in, nodded, and set the end of the length of heavy board down with a certain amount of satisfaction. I realized he'd used the thing with one arm. Good grief. I needed to get to the gym.
Good, the big Russian said. Let me put this back in the truck. I will join you.
A few minutes later, the snake man woke up in the corner of the hotel room with me, Michael, and Sonya standing over him. His tongue flickered out and in a few times, and his two sets of eyes darted around the room.
What did I miss?
It hissed. A tattoo, I said. Father Vincent had a tattoo on the inside of his right arm.
There was no tattoo,
the snake man insisted.
Maybe it was covered with all the blood. You made a stupid mistake, it's understandable. Most criminals aren't all that bright, so you were working uphill from the get-go.
The snake man hissed, shifting its scales restlessly, a cobra-like hood flaring around its neck and shoulders. Michael drew Amarakius. Sonya did the same with Esperakius. The two blades threw pure white light over the snake man, and he subsided, flinching back from them.
What do you want?
To talk, I said. See, the way it works is that I ask you questions. You answer them. And as long as you do, we'll all be happy.
And if I don't?
The snake man hissed. I get a new pair of boots. The snake's scales and coils twined around on one another, rasping. Its eyes remained on the two knights.
Ask.
Here's what I figure happened. Somehow your glee club heard that the church mice were being hired to find and take the shroud. You thought you'd just nip it from them on their way out of town, but you missed. You caught Gaston Laroche, but he didn't have the shroud. So you tortured him until he told you everything.
And after he told us everything,
the snake man said,
Nicodemus was indulging his little bitch.
I think it's sweet to see a father and daughter doing things together. So you found out what Laroche knew, killed him, and left his body where it would be found.
Pointed at where the shroud was going. You figured you'd let the mortal authorities do the work of finding them for you and take the shroud when they did.
Drudge work, unworthy of us.
You're gonna hurt my feelings, snake boy. You found out who the church was sending over, then you grabbed poor Father Vincent at the airport. You took his place.
Any infant could reason as much,
the Denarian hissed. I pulled up a chair and sat. Here's where it gets interesting, because you decided to hire me on. Why?
Why do you think?
To keep tabs on the knights, I said. Or to distract them by making them try to keep me out of the search. Or maybe you thought I could really turn up the shroud for you. Probably all three. No sense doing things for one reason when you can fit in a few ulterior motives for free. You even gave me a sample of the shroud to make it more likely I'd find it. I leaned back in the chair. That's why I started seeing something wrong. I talked to Marcone about his new thug gunning for me, and he blinked.
I don't know what you're talking about,
the snake man said. Marcone was the buyer. A cold laugh slithered out of the snake man's mouth.
A mortal, nothing more.
Yeah, well, the mortal figured out that Father Vincent had been replaced, and he sent an assassin to kill you. The new guy wasn't shooting at me outside of Fowler's studio. He was after you.
Impossible,
the snake man said. Pride goeth, Legs. Marcone wasn't born yesterday.
I am sure you have pleased yourself with your cleverness, wizard.
It gets better, I said brightly. See, Nicodemus didn't let much drop. Other than that, he was on a deadline and he needed someone savvy to the supernatural. His daughter did, though. She asked if he didn't want a silver bowl. That's a ceremonial bowl, and if I was guessing, I'd say it was meant to be used to catch lifeblood, fuel a ritual. The snake man's tail lashed around restlessly. I think Father Vincent was a warm-up, a test for the ritual. I think he came over here with two samples from the shroud, and you used one of them as the focus for the plague curse that killed him. Once you knew it would work, you went after the shroud itself.
You know nothing, wizard,
said the snake man. The glowing sigil on his forehead throbbed in time with the extra set of eyes.
You are pathetic.
You're hurting my feelings. Don't make me get the baseball bat, I said. Nicodemus covered his tracks this morning by burning down the building you'd been in. I suppose he sent you to cover everything up nice and neat with the cops and with me. I think he's got something in mind, and I think it's tonight. So, why not make this a comparatively pleasant discussion and tell me all about it?
Do you think that you frighten me, wizard? Said the Denarian. I was destroying men more powerful than you before this pathetic nation was born.
Where is Nicodemus, and what is he doing with the shroud? I'll give you a hint. It's got something to do with a plague curse.
I have served Nicodemus since...
Since my last dental appointment, I get it, I said. But let me point something out to you. Nicodemus isn't here. I held my palms out to either side of me, Vanna White style. These two gentlemen are very much here, and very much angry. Sonya stared at the Denarian, the saber in his hand swishing back and forth a little. He growled. It was enough to make me want to edge away from him.